Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, where we deliver the latest news with a side of wit and a sprinkle of charm. At least that's what my mom says. Today, we're diving into fresh updates from Northern Inyo Hospital, celebrating the unstoppable spirit of community leaders and exploring the future of EV charging in the Eastern Sierra. Plus, we'll throw in some sunny vibes and frosty facts with your weather and sports updates. Stick around. You won't want to miss a minute. Northern Inyo Healthcare District has implemented a new prepayment policy for patient appointments and procedures, excluding emergency department services. This initiative aims to increase transparency and simplify the billing process. Patients are now required to make copayments at check-in, and costs such as copayments and deductibles must be paid before scheduling procedures. Self-insured patients who pay at the time of service will receive a 30% discount, and financial assistance is available for those who qualify. Additionally, NIHD has introduced enhanced communication tools, including patient portal alerts, appointment reminders, and improved electronic health record integration with regional partners to streamline care and enhance the patient experience. The philanthropic group 100 Women Who Care Eastern Sierra is hosting their first meeting of the year on Sunday, February 4th at Whiskey Creek in Bishop. The event begins at 5 p.m. with social time at the bar, followed by the program at 5:30 p.m. Since its founding, the group has raised $20,000 for local charities and encourages all women to join this evening of collective giving. Attendees are not required to join the group to participate in the event. 100 Women Who Care highly encourages anyone who is interested to join. Every donation, no matter how small, makes a big difference in our community.
Winter air travel in the Eastern Sierra is easier than ever. Advanced Air operates flights 4 days a week from Mammoth Lakes to Hawthorne, LA, and Carlsbad. Stack on savings with bulk ticket specials through the Altitude Club membership. United Airlines has daily direct flights from Bishop to San Francisco and Denver. Trust us, you'll want dibs on the window seat. Sierra views from cruising altitude are unreal. Plus, locals enjoy special discounts. For more details, head to visitmammoth.com/flylocal.
The Mono County Board of Supervisors has honored Deb Bush with the 2024 Community Spirit Award, nominated by District 4 Supervisor John Peters. This recognition highlights her significant contributions and dedication to the community. Ms. Bush, in addition to owning the Walker General Store, a hub for community and critical information during emergencies, is known for her volunteer work in the area and founding How Big is Big Fishing Derby. The award celebrates individuals who demonstrate outstanding community service and spirit. Congratulations, Ms. Bush, and thank you for everything you do to help our community. Inyo County is organizing a meeting January 30th from 2 to 3 p.m. to discuss the Inyo County Electric Vehicle Charging Infrastructure Network Plan. That was a mouthful. Community members are invited to participate and provide input on the development of EV charging infrastructure within the county. The meeting aims to address the growing need for electric vehicle support and sustainable transportation solutions in the region. The meeting will be available online. For those interested, the link is on easternsierranow.com. If you have any questions or concerns, you can contact Kendall, KENDALL.Flint, FLINT, at DKSAssociates.com. Got an event worth sharing? From epic concerts to captivating ceremonies, town hall debates, or even competitive pie eating contests. We don't judge, literally and figuratively. Eastern Sierra Now's live streaming service has you covered. We bring your event to the big and small screen, letting your audience tune in anytime, anywhere. You focus on the magic, we'll handle the techie stuff. We can help you reach audiences far and wide. Eastern Sierra Moments deserve the spotlight. Let's make it happen live. Contact us today to discuss live streaming your event, because the best events are meant to be shared in, well, real time. Let's take a look at the events we have to look forward to this week, shall we? Starting off with some self-care, C5 Art Studios is hosting a community yoga event at the Inyo Council for the Arts building starting at 5:30 p.m. This class uses a sliding scale, so be sure to check out their website. If you are interested, alternatively, artists can look forward to a watercolor class tonight at the C5 Art Studios, also starting at 5:30 p.m. Materials will be available, but participants are welcome to bring their own. The class cost starts at $30. Next up, Northern Indio Hospital is hosting its first community town hall meeting of the year tomorrow, January 23rd, on Zoom, beginning at 5:30 p.m. This meeting will provide updates on everything from recent developments to growth initiatives. Attendees are encouraged to submit any questions they have ahead of time. Finally, Bar Sierra in Mammoth will be hosting a trivia night tomorrow, starting at 6:30 p.m. Enjoy a fun night out with your friends before the weekends. Or maybe you'll have something to brag about on Friday. Who knows? Smarty pants. Well, folks, winter sort of decided to RSVP, but these warmer temps have us double-checking the calendar. The base depth stands at a respectable 43 inches of machine-groomed snow, so fear not, there's still plenty of powdery fun to be had. With 173 trails and 23 lifts open, your playground, oh, it's massive. Conditions are bluebird perfection today, meaning endless miles of freshly groomed corduroy, just waiting for your skis or board. Pro tip, swing by downhill for some smooth, edgeable turns that make you feel like a pro, even if you're mostly here for après. And speaking of après, don't forget to hit up the Tusks deck. It's the perfect spot to soak up the sun, sip something refreshing, and convince yourself that sunscreen totally makes up for skipping a gym day. So grab your shades, hit the slopes, and keep it cool, but controlled out there. Ladies and gentlemen, burger lovers and bun aficionados, it's time to settle the ultimate question. Who grills the beefiest, juiciest, most mouthwatering burger in Bishop and Mammoth Lakes? Or surrounding areas? Whether you're all about that double-stacked, cheese-smothered masterpiece, or a classic, no-frills patty that speaks for itself, we want to hear from you. Cast your vote now and crown the burger royalty of the Eastern Sierra. Bragging rights and delicious burgers are on the line. Vote today at Eastern Sierra now. Really? It's that simple. Warning, may cause hunger, drooling, and sudden cravings. Proceed at your own appetite's risk. You can vote as many times as you want. So if you've already voted for your favorite, get over there and do it again. You've got till the end of the month. Let's dive into this week's action brought to you by Back Alley Bull and Grill. Starting with basketball, the Bishop girls varsity basketball team split games in true dramatic fashion. Earlier this week, the Broncos turned up the defense and took down Boron 43-21. Tanner Ludwig delivered 14 points and 9 steals, and Kristen Allen added another solid performance with 13 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals. Annalie Guerrero chipped in across the board with 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 steals. Unfortunately, in their most recent game, the Broncos fell short 70-57. Despite Kristen Allen lighting it up with 23 points, Tanner Ludwig brought the hustle with 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 steals, while Faye Spoonhunter dominated the boards with 8 rebounds and snagged 3 steals. It was a tough game for these girls, but they showed amazing resilience and skill throughout the match. We can't wait to see what they do in their next game against Mammoth. Next up in soccer, the Lady Broncos showed why they're a force to be reckoned with, crushing Kern Valley 5-1. Goals came from Ashley Sandoval and Brooke Taylor, who each scored 2 goals during the game. Lisa Buchholz and Ellie Krall sealed the deal in the second half, with Ellie's impressive header into the goal on a corner kick earning her player of the game. Coach Bill Daly called the team fun and exciting, with camaraderie that's hard to beat. Looking at the boys' team, they weren't just playing soccer. They were hosting a goal-scoring clinic, demolishing Kern Valley 15-1. Iker Gonzalez and Sean Landaverde both notched 3 assists and bagged multiple goals. Other goal scorers included Cody Gonzalez, 2 goals, 2 assists, Jared Ojeda, 2 goals, Brandon Walters, 2 goals, and Milton Mitchell, 1 goal. Both teams will hit the road tomorrow to face Frazier. Good luck, Broncos. And a shout out to Back Alley Bull and Grill for keeping our athletes and fans fueled up. Whether you're celebrating a win or shaking off a loss, they've got just the thing for you. Stop by today. So it looks like Mother Nature is treating us to a midweek sun-soaked getaway. Whether that's good or not, I don't know. In Bishop, it's all about basking in those golden rays with highs in the mid-60s, perfect for a leisurely stroll or perhaps an impromptu picnic. Just remember, once the sun dips, so do the temps. So keep that jacket handy for the chilly evenings. Today, January 22nd, plenty of sunshine, high of 65, and a low of 23. Tomorrow, we're looking at sunny skies, 62 and 24. And Friday, the 24th, more clouds than sun, with a high of 63 and a low of 30. Up in Mammoth Lakes, the sun's playing peekaboo. Wednesday and Thursday are serving up clearer skies with highs flirting with the 50s. I used to do that in my 20s. But come Friday, the clouds decide it's their turn to shine or not. It's a classic case of sun's out, fun's out. So make the most of it before the weekend. Curtain of clouds rolls in. Today, January 22nd, sunny with a high of 46, low of 11. Tomorrow, January 23rd, sunny with a high of 52, low of 19. Friday the 24th, cloudy with a high of 48 and a low of 19. So whether you're hitting the trails, just soaking up the scenery. Don't forget your sunscreen. Because even in January, those UV rays are on the job. Kind of like us here at Eastern Sierra Now. We never stop working. And that's it for Eastern Sierra Now news. From local heroes to high-tech highways and everything in between. We're here to keep you informed, entertained, and maybe even make you chuckle. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a shout out on social media. You'll find us on all your favorite platforms. Until next time, stay sharp, stay sunny, and stay connected with Eastern Sierra Now.